Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we want to start today with those punishing storms that left such a wake in five southern states yesterday. The death toll still climbing. Well over 100 died in Alabama alone, dozens in Tuscaloosa. There were also storm deaths in Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, said it received reports of more than 130 tornadoes around the region. Margaret Perry survived them. She lives in Pratt City, Alabama, and spoke to the Birmingham News.
I just started praying, telling the Lord save me. She was trapped in the house, but they got her out. One of my neighbors up here on the hill named Nathaniel Tanner here, he was trapped in the bathtub. They got him out. And right down the street, another of my neighbors, she had a refrigerator fell on her, but she's fine.
Thankfully. Mark Kelly's with the Jefferson County Emergency Management Agency in Birmingham. And Mark, your county, Jefferson County, is right next to Tuscaloosa County, which suffered horrendous damage. But you can't help them because of your own problems. What happened in Jefferson County?
The tornado that first hit Tuscaloosa yesterday traveled about 50 miles up to Jefferson County and picked up some steam as it came our way. We've had probably, safe to say at this point, this may be the worst tornado on record here in Jefferson County.
Well, and how do you determine that? Is it wind speed or width or damage, the wake it leaves? How do you determine?
We don't know yet from the National Weather Service about the wind speed. We know they were in excess of 100 miles an hour. But just in terms of the extent of damage that we already have seen, various areas of the county hit pretty hard. We had actually had a storm early yesterday morning that did some damage in the western and southern part of the county, and then this tornado yesterday, which did extensive damage to a number of communities, again, in the western part of the county, the northern part of the city of Birmingham, and points north of that.
Well, you mentioned the storm that you'd had earlier. We understand because that storm was so saturating and left the ground so soaked that when the tornado came through, instead of snapping tree branches off, it uprooted whole trees because the earth was so wet.
Yeah, I think that's right. There's a good deal of that in a lot of places, although I've been out into some of the damaged areas this morning, and there are plenty of trees, power poles, and that type thing really snapped off about
halfway. That too. But what kind of damage are you talking about in the towns? And in northern Birmingham, I mean, we understand it's unusual for tornadoes to funnel through cities. So what are you seeing?
This came very close to the downtown area, and then as it approached downtown, it took a little leftward, northward turn that spared the central business district, but it was very close. But it's tremendous damage. We've mentioned trees down, power lines down. We had gas leaks in a couple places, houses and businesses leveled. And in areas where where it passed and they weren't leveled, there's still some very, very extensive damage to homes and property. We have 14 confirmed fatalities at this point. We expect that number to go up as the day goes on and our search and rescue efforts continue.
We hear over 1 million people might be without power, maybe even more outages than Hurricane Katrina, which, of course, had its own devastation, a different kind of devastation. But the outages are going to be really tough.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be a multi-day recovery effort, multi-week, in terms of for people who were most directly affected getting their lives back to normal. But just, yeah, in terms of things like basic utility services, the Alabama Power, which is the major utility here, they're calling in help from outside the state. It's going to be some days before things really start to get back to any semblance of normal.
Yeah. And by the way, you're hard at work, but how'd your own house fare?
Tree down in the front yard.
Well, that's probably just,
That's
a blessing,
Yeah, we'll take that.
Yeah. That's Mark Kelly from the Jefferson County Emergency Management Agency. Mark, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, let's bring in our friend Ed Kieser. He's a meteorologist and an expert on tornadoes. He joins us now from Columbus, Ohio. Ed, you've spoken here before about severe weather, and people might be feeling they've heard before about severe weather. You know, it's terrible, but this is tornado season. So tell us, did you see anything different in yesterday's funnels in particular?
Yesterday was definitely an extraordinary day, and I was watching some of the coverage live on the Weather Channel, and I think the one thing that was very striking watching it in real time is as a storm was approaching Birmingham, debris started to fall out of the sky some 20 miles ahead of the tornado, and what that tells me is it was a really strong tornado.
Really, put that in perspective. I mean, I would expect you usually get some debris ahead of the funnel, but you're saying 20 miles ahead, you never seen that.
I've never seen that. What had to happen is some debris got sucked up high into the storm, and the winds aloft were strong enough to carry that debris 20 miles before it fell out of the sky. Now, we're not talking about concrete blocks and huge 2x4s, but we're talking about some shingles maybe the size of 3 foot by 3 foot, big enough that you could see looking out a window quite a distance. And that just told me right then and there that, boy, these storms coming into the Birmingham area, or that tornado, is indeed very powerful.
Well, and how unusual is it as well that funnels come into cities?
Well, it's unusual, but mainly because when you look at the entire landscape, cities take up a very small percentage of the square mileage. So any location really has a small chance of being hit by a tornado directly. So it's more the odds game than anything else. Cities are not special in terms of deflecting tornadoes. Tornadoes can come right through cities, and over the past couple decades, many cities have been hit. I can think of Nashville, Miami, Fort Worth, Texas, and many others, for example. So cities do get hit, but it's more an odds game than anything else that they don't get hit often.
Well, we were thinking, too, it might be slightly more dangerous if you've just gone into the city to do something and suddenly a funnel's bearing down. You may not know where to go. It's not like you have your storm shelter.
No, and what we try to always tell people is remember two basic safety rules for tornadoes, because you're not always at home or at your common office setting. And the two rules are you always want to go to the lowest floor possible in a building, and if they have a basement, go there to get underground. If not, you want to go to the first floor because the winds are stronger the higher up you go. The second rule is put as many walls between you and the outside as possible, because most people that are killed by tornadoes or injured are killed by the flying debris, the stuff that the tornado winds are picking up. So the more inside you get, the better off you are.
Yeah. Well, what about the number of tornadoes? As you're sitting there counting them, upwards of 130, what are you thinking about that?
Well, we don't know the exact number yet, because a lot of times the numbers are inflated at first, because every report of a tornado is counted, and then when the folks that do the damage surveys look at all of those reports, a lot of times you get multiple reports from the same tornado. But it does look like well over 100 tornadoes did occur, and in terms of fatalities and number of tornadoes, this is certainly a big, big tornado outbreak. To put it into perspective, the death toll already is up to about number three on the list since 1950. Only the super outbreak of tornadoes in 1974 and the Palm Sunday tornadoes of 1965 have a higher death toll. And unfortunately, before all is said and done, this could go up to at least number two on the list. So this system was extraordinary in many ways, and this is not just your average tornado outbreak.
Well, remind me of that, because you said since 1950. I thought in poking around I saw some tornadoes back in 1910 or something that killed more people, but obviously that was before warning systems were put in place. Are you saying that with warning systems in place, and by the way, how do the warning systems work?
Well, the warning systems yesterday worked very well in terms of forecasting the event ahead of time. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, was really touting this potential for deadly storms a couple days in advance. And yesterday, well ahead of the storms, they had a high risk of tornadoes over the area that got hit. And with some of the highest risk numbers I've ever seen, for their outlooks. And then once the storms got going, the National Weather Service warnings were put out well in advance. In some cases, special tornado emergency messages were sent out for Tuscaloosa and Birmingham and Huntsville. So I think in terms of the warning system, about as much that could be done was done yesterday. Unfortunately, not everybody got the warning, and some of that goes into the social aspects of how do people use the information? But I will say this system was well forecast and well warned.
Well, just quickly, what do you mean by that? Do you think people maybe don't pay enough or take it for granted? What are you saying?
Well, yesterday, some of the interviews I've seen, some people said, well, we just thought it was just another severe storm coming through, and we didn't realize how bad it was until we actually saw the tornado. So in some cases, there might be a little complacency, and that tends to be the case because a lot of times when you get a warning, nothing happens at your house. Unfortunately, not enough people took it seriously enough ahead of time, even though more urgent messages than usual were disseminated. Now, having said that, I think a lot of people did take proper precautions, or it would have been a whole lot worse. And some of the tornadoes, unfortunately, were strong enough that even if you did the right thing, in a few cases, it was probably one of those unfortunate circumstances that even if you took shelter in the proper place, the tornado was so strong, you might be unfortunate. And
yeah.
Your house is just wiped away clean.
Yeah, we're hearing terrible stories. A father trying to protect a daughter, he was killed. Well, we only have a couple minutes left, so why don't I just open this can of worms?
Sure.
With all these tornadoes, is there something scientifically going on? Do you think this is connected, for instance, to climate change?
That is something that we can't really say right now with any definitive answer because tornadoes and severe storms operate on a very small time and space scale compared to global climate. And we've had outbreaks of severe weather like this before, and we will again. It's only maybe a few decades from now if we look back and see that there's been a significant change over time that we could maybe say, aha, that's due to climate change. But right now, I don't think you really can say that this outbreak of tornadoes or this extraordinary month of April can be attributed to that. And as we look back through the historical record, we do indeed have other times where there have been multiple months and multiple years of lots of tornadoes. It kind of just comes and goes, and part of it is just the randomness of how weather patterns come together.
And the season hasn't really started yet, do we understand? May and June usually are the biggest months.
Nationally, more tornadoes occur on average in May than any other month. June is second and April 3rd. Mm. So, yeah, there's a lot more tornado season to go. Now, April does tend to be the month where we get the most violent tornadoes on into early May. So we are in the time of year where some of the nastier tornadoes likely occur. But, yeah, in terms of numbers, we still have a long way to go here in the tornado season. And that's got us worried a bit because it's already a big season.
Yeah, and a deadly one. Meteorologist and tornado expert Ed Kieser on yesterday's deadly tornado outbreak in the South. Ed, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
And by the way, we've been hearing appeals for clothing, water, you know, right here in our own country from people devastated by the tornado. To learn more about how you can help, go to hereandnow.org. And by the way, to our listeners in the region, our thoughts are with you. Boy, in Alabama, Mississippi, Oklahoma, Nashville, if you've got pictures you'd like us to post, just let us know. Go to hereandnow.org. You can click through to our Facebook, and we already have some photos and videos there. And our thoughts are with you. Just ahead, the New York Car Show is on, but so is one in Shanghai. That's in a minute, here and now.